I know if I'm trying to get good with money, you should be trying to get good with money, okay? We are not our parents. We are not sitting at these jobs for 30 plus years, all right? Get Good With Money is a book that we're reading for season 19. Get it, got it good, whether it's digital, hard copy, from the library, it don't matter. Follow along, read along, do the steps, take notes, and learn something. Learn something financially, learn something about budgeting, learn something about debt, learn something about utilizing your assets, learn something about your 401k, learn something about stocks and bonds, but learn something, teach somebody, okay? Let's start the show.
I'm glad I ain't got to deal with nobody. My parents. You better get dressed first.
I can a little bit more. Right there.
All right, y'all. Let's get in and get out.
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right. We're here on another lovely Tuesday. We are discussing episode 5 of So What Page You On Be. We are reading Get Good With Money by Tiffany Alashe. This book is giving very much.
Yeah.
Here are the deets.
Yeah.
I'm Shan, that's Casey, and that's Kiki.
And our special guest, Kobe.
Yes, our special fourth member, Kobe. And disclaimer before we get into this chapter right here. This is not financial advice. It's strictly informative and should not be taken as professional financial advice, okay? Because all three of us work in this industry, but we are not telling you guys what to do with your money, okay?
Right.
It's just details that you can find in this book if you get the book. You can follow us on Twitter, IG, and Let's Shop Biz is our merch shop. Chapter 8 is focusing on 70% whole. And is talking about getting good with insurance. Now,
we just work there.
Yes, we just work there, okay? If you're not scamming, if you're working and you're getting a W-2 or some type of tax form and you're filling it out and you're doing it properly, then you know about insurance in some way or some.
Hello.
Hi, Ari.
Hey, Ari.
Hi, Ari.
I'll get you your hot dog when I'm done. Oh my god. Okay, so
I love that the kids are making special appearances tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad mine's on top.
Involuntarily.
No appearances.
How's your kitty?
She's good. I gave her her eardrop and she just ate and she's getting big.
How big? Let me see her.
Where's she at? Hold on. Let me find her.
It's the where she at, bro.
Right.
You gotta go find. I couldn't imagine an animal in my house. And I don't know.
It can't be hanging out anywhere.
Legit. And then she's so quiet. I never know where she's at.
What is
that? Aw, hi. Anya, come look at the cat. I want to see it in person. Oh, my God.
Not in person. You better get in while you can.
Right.
Like a little gray lion.
Okay, to me she looks like a little panther.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get one of those?
No.
Oh.
So alert.
But yeah, and look.
Got long, too. You know how big
Hi, Sir Robbie. Her name is Sir Robbie.
Hi, Sir Robbie.
How big?
3 months.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
3 months old.
When so I when you put her down, where did she go?
She went to the water bowl.
Oh.
Well, she went to Gizmo the Mason water bowl because I got her a water fountain because I heard that cats like running water.
Mm-hmm.
She don't use that goddamn fountain.
She don't like it. Yeah, give me the quiet water, please.
She go to their bowl all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. She's at their bowl.
That's crazy. All right, this insurance thing. What insurance needs do you have and make a plan to meet those needs? So she was talking about health insurance, life insurance, disability insurance, home insurance, and auto insurance. And she talked about where you would deal with those. So if you have employees or if you are an employee, she's talking about how companies offer the insurance options, whether it's an HSA, PPO, and HMO. Regardless of whichever you have, you're going to be paying something out of your check, and you're going to be paying something out of your pocket when you go to these doctor's offices now, because for some reason, you always got to pay more money. Okay. That's how
it works. Yeah.
So it just depends. So it all just depends on what kind of insurance plan you have.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of them have those high deductible plans. Like, I have a high deductible plan.
Me too.
Because it's cheaper and I don't go to the doctor like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, once I reach that deductible, then it's like they're paying an astronomical more amount than I would be paying. But like once I get there, it's just like, oh, you have this is your deductible. This is what you got. This is what your copay is going to be.
Yeah. It also depends on the kind of doctor too, because some doctors are considered specialists.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you would usually have a higher copay with those kind of doctors.
Like a goddamn right. dermatologist.
Yes. Yes.
What else did she talk about? She talked about high deductible health plans, which is what Casey was talking about, HDHP. She was saying if you're young and healthy and you have minimal needs, preferred you would get a PPO, right? PPOs work with what's in network, and if it's out of network, you're probably going to pay more out of pocket.
I got the HMOs, and then the PPOs are more open, where you could just do, you don't need a referral.
PPOs are more open, but they still have their people that are in network that they refer to.
Yeah. Well, you still have to go, well, either one, you still got to go to anybody that's in network.
Now, HMOs, that's like Kaiser, they all work in a family. Those are the people that you go to. They keep it very much in family.
Yeah, when I had Kaiser, I hated it.
Yeah.
I never had Kaiser.
I had it last year.
I had Kaiser a few times living in Atlanta, and I hated it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They send you to any doctor. They don't care where it's at. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, your appointment's here. Well, bitch, I don't live nowhere near Talker.
Right. They send you to these far-ass doctor's appointments and shit like that. And I'm just like, I don't live there.
Yeah. She talked a little bit about that. She talks about how do you choose between them. She talked about FSA versus HSA. HSA retirement hack. She named some where you can invest money into your account. It's another tax advantage account like a 401k, IRA, SEP, and a Roth IRA. She talked about the fact that you can assign a beneficiary to your HSA, and an HSA never expires. You can take it with you if you quit that job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like money sitting to the side that you don't have to worry about, prepare to take care of something you need to take care of personally.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about life insurance, how it's a paid fixed amount every what did I put that? No insurance. What do I mean by this? Let me make sense. Pay fixed amount, no insurance company. Okay, it's a pay fixed amount if basically a provider provide a lump sum payment known as a death benefit, and you pay in it. Some people, if they have term, they pay up to maybe 10 years of it, 20 years of it, 30 years of it. Is term life insurance is less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
When the term ends, the policy expires, the coverage stops. Mm-hmm. Permanent insurance never needs to be renewed. Your rates don't change as you age, but it's a higher cost. People who have that insurance are usually older, and they know what their money is coming in regardless of anything. So a lot of young people don't have permanent insurance unless their parents pay for a policy and they just have it, or their grandparents kind of like fathered them into some shit and they have it. Not only can the permanent insurance come in at a higher cost, but it can lapse and if nothing is paid, and cannot be converted into another type of policy. So some other policies can be converted, a permanent insurance cannot. She talked about if the insurance broker says permanent life insurance acts as a tax deferral, Basically, you mm-hmm. can take out a tax-free loan for a certain amount. I've done that before. And she said it's building cash value.
Mm-hmm.
Life insurance.
Yeah.
She also explained that life insurance is to protect your income earning years, covers major debts in your passing, etc.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about how much to insure. Insuring a minimum 10 years times your income by 15, that's how much you should insure. So, no, she said you could do 10 times your income or 15 times your income. She recommended 15 times your income, but in reality, if you ain't got money coming in like that, you probably gonna do 10 times your income.
Uh-huh.
She talked about how much insurance you may need is a part of the questions that you should ask yourself. Let's say if I wanted a 20-year policy, that would be for people who are 45 years or older. You want to get like a 10-year term policy. It's always better, and you hear this all the time, to get your insurance when you're really young. But mm-hmm. it's hard to convince young people to get insurance because they just feel like they have all the time in the fucking world.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. she also mentioned on there that if you're real young, you may not need a life insurance policy right away because you might just be wasting, that money could be going towards something else.
Yes. But most people don't tell you that because they want your money.
Right. Because it's commission based.
Yeah. She talked about asking yourself what's the right type of insurance for yourself, how to shop for insurance. She talked about disability insurance. What would I do if something happened to me and I couldn't work? Would you be able to collect income through your disability insurance? So that's something that you might look forward into, because a lot of insurance companies are trying to cut corners on what they want to cover and what they don't want to cover right now. A lot of people are losing great jobs that they thought they would have for years to come. And so if you have something set up where you might get hurt or whatever, you know, health risk happen as you get older, you might want to look into disability insurance. If your employer holds disability insurance, it will be able to, they will be able to collect taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of it is determined by your age, sex, overall health, occupation, income, if you smoke or not, the length of the benefit, and how is the disability determined. So different companies determine certain type of disabilities as a disability. So be mindful.
Yeah.
They have to pay the taxes on that stuff too. Employers do.
Yeah.
And also a side note, because my sister's in the field in life and health part of it.
Mm-hmm.
She was suggesting to me that because I don't have any children, a life insurance policy might not be the best thing. However, short-term disability, long-term care policy might be better.
Mm-hmm.
Only because, like with my mom, for instance, with her situation where she had that minor brain surgery and she needed like round-the-clock care, but she needed like people around to kind of like, you know, like an in-house nurse for like a few hours a day or whatever.
Yeah.
Long-term care would have took care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Versus having that done out of your own pocket.
Right.
So, I mean, y'all got kids, so life insurance makes sense for you all. I don't have life insurance. I mean, it doesn't make sense for me because I don't have children. I don't have nobody I need to pass that's relying on me.
Yeah.
On my income for anything.
Yeah. And all the people out here who don't want to have children just because they don't want to have children have to think about that too. Like, if you get sick, can you afford to be somewhere where somebody can give you around the clock care, or is there somewhere you mm-hmm. can be? I don't think a lot of people think about that. She talked about types of disability insurance, short term, up to 80% of your income,
mm-hmm.
covered up to a year. Long term disability, 40 to 60% of your income will be covered. You talked about property and casualty insurance, your things, your home, your car, your truck, wrecked vehicles, all that shit. I didn't really take notes on that because that's self-explanatory. Right now, if you don't need multiple vehicles, I will not recommend you have multiple vehicles right now, especially if they're European vehicles. Because the cost to fix things is going up. And
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy. Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website, because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time, because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.
A lot of things are not being covered properly how they used to, and everything's just a bit more expensive. There's a lot of people behind insurance wise and they cannot pay for the coverages. Is evident, you know what I'm saying? And eventually, if insurance companies are not getting the money they deserve, what's gonna happen? They gonna start screwing everybody with higher rates because they need to make a certain amount. So just be mindful of that. If you cannot afford the vehicle, the note, the care of the vehicle, and the insurance, you don't need to leave the lot with it, okay? Sometimes, you could just go to a fucking auction and get you a 2025 right now because somebody cannot make the payment. So if you're looking for a vehicle, you don't necessarily need to go to a dealer. You could just find somebody that'll go to the auction and pick up a brand new vehicle. You know, the minimal mileage on it right now, because a lot of people cannot make their payments. So, yeah. You can save money and stack money in insurance, but you got to be smart about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what that chapter was.
And start getting $1,000 deductibles.
Yes, please. Because when you need to come up with that $1,000, you're not going to have it. I promise.
Right.
Unless you know you can, yeah. Unless you know you
like
can.
I understand. I completely understand. You know, it makes your premium lower. It gives you a lower monthly payment and stuff like that. But if an accident was to happen and you can't afford $1,000, you're not going to get your car fixed. And then you're going to be bitching, complaining, talking about how the insurance company screws you over.
Yeah, because the additional premium is not going to be $1,000.
Let me tell you, a lot of people can't even afford the $500 out the blue.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah. No.
A lot of people can't afford state minimum.
They can't even afford $250.
No, they can't.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about $250 deductible? Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know who got a super high deductible to be able to get that insurance. I ain't gonna say no names, but that mirror been broken for the last 3 years now.
Oh.
I'm just like, sir. Yeah. You should have been had that fixed. But anyway, let me mind my business. The next time we'll record is going to be on the 8th of April. And that will be chapter 9. I don't know how long it is because I didn't look at it yet. But yeah. So that's it. That's all I got.
I can tell you right now. Hold on.
Is that a lot?
You can open up my Audible. Chapter 9 is 38 minutes long.
Oh yeah, that's not bad.
She talking about networks.
But can I just say how I was impressed about all the endorsements and coverages that she was talking about when she was on the PNC portion of it. Mm-hmm. And that she named all of the dwelling policies by the numbers.
A lot of people don't know about that, and they kind of like, you know, kind of like waste their money throwing it at something that they assume is covered without asking questions.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if she had an insurance background somewhere in her life.
She didn't say
that, or she might know somebody in the insurance industry. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's the type of person, whatever she's spending her money on, she's very inquisitive.
Oh, yeah.
Intentional.
Like, you know, when you call this customer, she gonna have hella questions.
Right. Or she'll be like, you know what, don't worry about it. I'll go to my agent and I'll sit down and they'll run through everything with me.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when you get your ass dead ass broke, like broke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, that should have changed everything.
And then you finally come back up to
you'll never go back
or more. You never want to go back to that broke again.
You'll never go back. You'll make sure you never go back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's it. I got one more day in that damn office.
Ooh. I go tomorrow.
Me too.
Oh, did you decide we're gonna let me take the girl to bring a kid to work day?
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta tell me what day it is. I know Ari got a field trip on the 15th.
It's a Thursday. Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
All
right. It's a Thursday in April. And they're gonna be doing like tie-dye and stuff like that. Well, they got activities for the kids, and I think they're gonna give them like breakfast and stuff. So
just let me
know. I'm gonna weasel my way in there to get some free shit.
Anya is already packed for you, Kiki.
What day you bring her on, Friday or Thursday?
Thursday night.
Okay. I gotta make sure we're back in time.
Flight is Friday. And I'm gonna drop Ari at school on Friday morning. Because her dad said I'm not allowed to let her miss school for my thought activities.
Oh. He's such a hoe.
Come on, say every CKM.
He's such a female.
I told my brother that he was laughing. He was like, what is that man from? I said, he's just an old grump. Yeah.
Y'all be these ally females.
Man. I guess he'll be with his DAD all weekend.
Baby, they act like y'all. Y'all gonna stomp them and let them pregnant with the kid.
Okay.
And never look back.
Did it to myself.
I didn't. I'm not taking no accountability for nothing.
See, he's not there yet.
Right. She says she ain't there yet.
I can vividly remember me and Casey texting you, not my man from New York. He was like,
not no island man from New York.
Okay.
I'm not taking accountability.
You flag on the play.
Man, he's from New York, honey.
Get your baby.
Girl, run away.
Run. Don't do it.